The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Thursday. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Ooh, it's after 6 a.m. Jess, what does that mean people can do?
That means you listening. Yes.
What?
You can enter to win a chance to see The Weeknd. Yeah. Gasp. Yeah. So, leave us a talk back right now between the hours of 6 and 9 a.m. All you have to do is say your name, where you're listening from, and why you love Wild 94.9. It's that simple, that easy.
Yep, and you'll be qualified to win. Talkbacks are now open. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, let's get to the first talkback of the morning.
Hey, JV Show, it's your boy Snuff from San Diego. Just wanted to call and say, I don't want tickets for The Weeknd, but for those who do want tickets for The Weeknd, make sure you call between 6 and 9. But seriously, I just wanted to say thank you for holding it down for JV. One of the best things that JV did was he always treated everyone like family and friends. I always felt it through the radio and anytime I communicate with him. You guys continue to do that. I'm so appreciative. You guys care so much about the listeners. I'm thankful for all the hard work that you put into the show to keep JV's legacy alive. Love you guys again. Who gives a fart?
Who gives a fart? Good point. Thank you so much for that talk back.
That was the best talk back in 2025 right there. Yeah, Shout out to my boy Snuff in San Diego. What's up, Snuff? What's up?
Love that.
He doesn't want tickets The Weeknd, though.
Yeah. But anyone else that does, leave us a talk back before 9 o'clock. Jess, what do you have?
Okay, so Wallet Hub revealed their list for the best cities for keeping your New Year's resolutions. And guess what city made number two on the list, you guys?
Hayward.
No.
Little Rock, Arkansas.
No.
Santa Rosa.
No. San Francisco!
Really?
Yeah, that came in at number two. Are you guys shocked? Do you believe it?
Kind of.
Now, this is...
You're not shocked?
No. Because everyone's New Year's resolution is about getting in shape. And every time they put out one of these lists about what are the most healthy, in-shape cities in the country, San Francisco is always very high on the list. People in San Francisco give a damn.
Wow, okay.
Good for you.
Yeah, they compare
it. They don't in Hayward.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm still learning about San Mateo.
Me, because I live there and I don't give a damn.
Got it. We share
the same sentiment all around.
You're bringing them down on the list, Selena.
Well, it's just true, okay? That's what I do. I'm a realist.
So you're just talking about yourself. You're not saying you're looking around and thinking everybody in Hayward looks sloppy and they don't give a damn.
No, that was coming from me.
Got it.
What about Napa?
Way to clean that up. Napa's about 50-50.
Okay.
So you're looking at everyone else and half of them look sloppy and don't give a damn. Okay.
Yeah.
it's not necessarily on not necessarily based on your willpower to complete these New Year's resolutions, but it's like they compare the different cities of where you live and they say depending on the city, like that could be setting you up for failure or it could be setting you up to succeed based on the healthy food that's available to you, exercise opportunities, and job opportunities.
Okay, I can see San Francisco being high on this list.
A lot of stairs.
Yes. A lot of walking. A
lot of stairs.
Steep hills. Like a lot of salads, too.
A lot of salads. And a lot of steep hills.
A lot of working.
Stairs. Yeah.
So you have no excuse if you live in San Francisco to meet your New Year's resolutions. But number one was Seattle, in case you were wondering.
Okay, Seattle's like a mini San Francisco. So, I mean, that makes sense, too.
Okay,
They want to be us so bad.
They really do. But, like, as far as the, I don't know, the workout, again, because everyone's New Year's resolutions to get in shape, it's always raining and dreary in Seattle. Like, do you want to go outside and exercise in that? I want to stay home on my couch and watch a movie and eat snacks on snacks. Get some J-Box. I got some J-Box last night, you guys.
You did?
Oh, I had to try the new Smash Jack.
Did you DoorDash it?
No, I went through the drive-thru. Yeah, my wife had a long work meeting day and the kids were at the grandparents and I was like, all right, solo dude dinner, let's go to J-Box. I have some complaints though.
What?
Well, J-Box, delicious. I love Jack in the Box. It's delicious. Haven't been there in a long time and I've seen the commercials and the ads for the new Smash Jack. Everyone likes the Smash Burger. You can't just have regular burger anymore. It's got to be a Smash Burger. Smash Burgers are all the rage. And the Smash Burger was pretty good. I'll say that.
What is different about the Smash Burger than the regular one?
Smash Burger is it's a different patty preparation. I guess is the difference between a regular patty and a Smash Burger patty. You can Google that, and figure it out. You never had a Smash Burger, Selena?
I've never. No.
What?
I know.
Mm-mm. Way better. They are better than just your boring old regular patty. It's just the way they cook it. They smash it down on the grill. I don't know. You just, figure it out.
I'll Google that later. Anyways,
Google that later. Smash burgers are good. My complaint is, I was really hungry, as are most people in the J-Box drive-thru. And I was like, you know what? The meal's not going to be enough. I got to get a little something extra. Oh, let me get some of the jalapeno poppers or whatever they are. You know?
Oh, I love those.
$4.59 for three of them.
No.
I was like, okay, whatever. Let's get it. So then I get so a meal plus that, you know, now I'm pushing $20. I'm just one dude. $20 is really not that much fast food, particularly when you take the jalapeno poppers out of the teensy tiny little bag that they come in. These things were minuscule.
Yeah.
They were tiny.
Yeah, they are.
They were smaller than little chicken nuggets. They were smaller than that. They were tiny. I'm like, each one of these cost more than a dollar? These are one, I could fit two of these in one bite.
Did you? I'd love to see that.
No, I say I had what? To say I had to try to savor them and take small bites out of them to make them last longer.
I've been telling you, fast food is expensive to the point, like, I have a really big family. I can't even go. I'm spending over $100.
No,
that's why it's you just DoorDash for you.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I wait till the kids go to bed and just DoorDash for myself.
It's insane. But J-Box, come on. Let's adjust the prices there. If you wanted the six-piece or whatever, it was almost $8. What are we... Whoa. What?
That sounds more like a deal.
Well, now that I know they're that tiny, I should have gotten that.
Yeah. Inflation.
Anyways, get back on your New Year's resolutions. Yes! Next week, I'm getting back in the gym. Sorry, J-Box. I won't be back.
Are you actually starting the gym next week?
Yeah. You guys act like it's a strange thing. Like, I love working out. I love going to the gym. I've gone to the gym 5 days a week almost my entire adult life. I love working out. This is not like some new thing for me. I've been building a house. I've been building a GD house for the last 3 years.
I know that. It's just that you've been talking about going for so long.
And you keep pushing the date like further and further out.
Well, that's called construction, sweetheart. That's construction.
I know, I'm just saying.
Is he allowed to tell you, sweetheart?
I feel like we have to go to HR. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Right now it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Graham, I know you'll be talking about this a little later on, but the LA fires continue to rage out of control with very little containment, if any. More spot fires even popped up across LA County overnight and kept those firefighters very busy. So far, 5 people have lost their lives that we know of, and fire agencies from across the Bay, Sunnyvale, San Jose, Hayward, Santa Rosa, San Francisco, all these different cities and counties have sent help to, you know, Southern California.
Yeah, shout out to all the Bay Area first responders that have headed down there to help. I mean, everybody is stretched so thin down there. And my guess is this ends up being one of the most destructive or costliest wildfires ever in history. All right. The NFL announced yesterday they are monitoring the situation with the fires as the Rams prepare to host the Minnesota Vikings at SoFi Stadium in LA for Monday night's wild card playoff game. If the game needs to be moved, the league says they will play it at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, the home of the Arizona Cardinals. So it doesn't sound like postponing it would be an option. The game must go on because this is the NFL and they got money to make. As much as I stand with the people of LA during this horrific, tragic time, is it wrong that I'll probably be rooting for the Vikings in this one?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Enjoy a nice sunny day today with highs in the mid-60s. Perfect for a walk or a run outside, if that's your thing. And still no rain in sight for the rest of the week.
Hey, Capricorn besties!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be an 8. Listen to this. Consider all possibilities that include fun, but avoid impractical or expensive options. The next 2 days favor love, romance, and passion.
Lucky me!
Share something delicious.
Oh, I got something. Bajin! We have a talk back.
Please. Good morning, JV Show. Matt from San Jose. It's Thursday, or as I like to call it, day 4 of the hostage situation. Hope you guys have a good one. My job started us going back in office 5 days this week. I'm on day 4 and I'm hating it. Take me back to 3 days a week. Have a good day.
You've been doing 3 days this entire time?
There are a lot of people that are still on hybrid work schedules, and going back full 5 days in office is a really tough readjustment. Take it from us. We come here every day for 5 days.
Yeah, we know firsthand.
Let me tell you
how much it sucks.
This first 5 day week of 2025 is the most brutal, longest week ever.
It literally is.
I am dying.
Oh my goodness. All right. Jess and I were doing dry January.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. I know. Graham, what do you have?
All right, please, if you are struggling like Selena and Jess, and they have added motivation because if one of them, if you haven't heard, one of them breaks Dry January, they have to take a shoey of whatever that drink was that caused them to break Dry January out of the other person's shoe, obviously. That's what a shoey is. Yes. So if you need a little help making it through, and maybe this will help you, Selena, and you, Jess, and you listening, if you're struggling with how to cope with all the social pressure to drink during Dry January, a woman named Millie Gooch has some solutions.
Excuse me?
Her name's Millie Gooch.
Okay.
And she has some, that's an unfortunate name. And she has some solutions and some tactics for how to help you make it through.
So at their wedding, it was like, welcome the Gooches. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time as a couple, Mr. That's and Mrs. Gooch. I don't know if she's married or not.
Okay.
Gooch says she stopped drinking altogether at the age of 26. And she said her friends made it really difficult because all they wanted to do, obviously, was go out to bars. And then if she did meet up with them, she got so sick of being asked all the time why she wasn't drinking. So if you encounter that this month, here's what Gooch says. Here's what Gooch says that you should do. When people say, why aren't you drinking? She says, be direct and honest. She says, this is your, Gooch says, you say, I'm taking a break from alcohol because, and then insert whatever reason is, if it's Dry January, I'm taking a break from alcohol because Dry January, if you could support me, I'd really appreciate it because I'm finding it hard to stick to it as is. So
that sounds angry.
Well, I don't know what tone of voice Gooch is using there, but that's how I picture a Gooch talking, like, like annoyed, you know.
I can't imagine telling my friends whatever, like, if you could just support me instead of trying to, like, put drinks in my face, that'd be great.
Well, they're your friends. Don't you want them to support you?
Yeah, but I
guess, but I feel like it doesn't, I don't need to say it like that or just say it at all. I'm like, hey, I'm not drinking. They're like, okay.
But you said, well, when you tell people you're not drinking, they think you're pregnant.
Come on.
Yeah, first just, there's the pregnancy interrogation, and then they're like, fine.
Let's take a shot. Come on. It's the football game's on, you know. Yeah. Like, my friends did that to me all the time when I tried to do Dry January. And then I usually just took the shot just to shut them up. All right, she says, now, again, this is she's an expert. She actually started a support group in the UK for sober and sober curious women, the Sober Girl Society. So she, Millie Gooch is an expert. So Gooch says,
wow,
if you feel
an icon.
Gooch says if you feel awkward, how many times am I allowed to say Gooch in
one? I think
one?
You've done it more than you can.
Yeah, but it's her name.
That's true. Then keep it. All keep going.
Gooch says if you feel awkward not drinking at social functions, say a party, an office party. We have our office Christmas party, holiday party coming up, and Jess is really stressed out about that because there's going to be, you know, drink tickets and free drinks. She says that the thing to do there, Gooch says the thing to do there is go ahead and order a non-alcoholic drink, but that way you can still be mingling and having something held in your hand that looks like a drink. Here are some options. Club soda with lemon or lime. Maybe even a dash of bitters in there. Although bitters does have a little bit of alcohol in it, but we won't tell anyone. But something like that. So it does resemble a cocktail. That helps deflect a lot of people's questions. They just assume that you are drinking. Gooch also recommends a non-alcoholic Moscow Mule. If you like ginger beer and a little bit of a club soda and fresh lime juice in there, that's a good-looking mocktail, something that you can hold. And now look, if all else fails and your friends are just, it's just too much and the pressure, you think the pressure is too overwhelming, a Gooch says just opt out. You don't have to go to that party. You don't need excuses. You can say no and stay home. Keeping your own goals.
That doesn't really work.
Are you still going?
Keeping your own goals at the forefront is a priority, according to Gooch.
So you are still going to the holiday party. Are you going to do the mocktail thing? You're just going to go?
I think I'm
going
to do the mocktail because I do like carrying something in my hand when I'm talking to people.
There's something about being at a bar. If you're not drinking, I have to have something in my hand.
Yes.
And not a water. It needs to like look like I got to have a soda water with lime or something.
So I think I'll go for that route and I'll just give away my free drink tickets. But that's going to hurt. It's going to hurt.
You can do this, Jess.
If there's something that
as
I like
as I
more.
I want you to drink out of my shoe, you can do this.
Thank you for the support.
I just asked the boss, due to budgetary restrictions, there will be no drink tickets this year at the party.
Okay, that's even better.
So.
Really?
That's a lie.
Yeah, we can't. We can't even afford to keep our own staff. Remember, you guys remember cheating.
Oh, yeah. We probably shouldn't be saying this on the air.
No drink tickets this year.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Just really quick, Graham, yes or no? Have you finished the puzzle yet?
No. I got a few more pieces in last night. Didn't have much time to work on it because I was, you know, building a closet at my house, one of my closets. But I'm going to forge ahead and I'm going to finish this dang thing.
Graham said earlier this week that he broke out a 1,000-piece puzzle for the kids because they were like bouncing off the walls, bored. Let's do a puzzle. They don't give no damn about a puzzle.
They bailed out before the first two pieces were even connected.
And because you don't quit anything. You're a competitive guy. You're stuck finishing it on your own.
My wife thinks I'm ridiculous. She's like, just put it back in the box. I'm like, I can't.
Keep us updated on that, Graham. We have a lot of talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Evan from Napa, finishing up yesterday's podcast. Graham, you talked about your wife, how she chooses the side of the bed and all that. Sorry to hear she overruled you at this new place and made you take that side. That's not cool.
take that side. Take that side. Yeah.
How's our buddy Evan from Napa? And he has his own drop here on the JV Show.
take that side.
We caught him in a bit of a stutter, and we'll throw that in every once in a while.
Take that side. Yeah, the update is I'm still sleeping on the wrong side of the bed because my wife has picked the side closest to the door.
You will get used to it, though. Yep.
I hope.
This takes a while. You'll get used to it.
Good morning, JV Show. Just wanted to leave a talk back and say that I normally listen to you guys between 9 and 9:30 when I commute to work. Today I have to get there a little earlier and had to be on the road at 6, and you guys are the only thing getting me through it. So thank you, love you, and have a great day. Aww. Bye.
Bye. Appreciate you. So much.
And listening to us during this time is a smart decision because that 9 to 9:30 time is not our best work. let's just call it what it is.
You know what? Yeah.
It's the show's still good. It's just not as good because by then, you know, it's the end of a long work day.
Exactly. We've been talking about Dry January a lot here. Jess and I we're committed. We're doing it. But we were just talking about ordering mocktails.
Hi, good morning. So on the mocktail drinks, I've been sober for about a year now. My name is Melissa. I'm from San Jose. When I go to the bar with my girls, I usually get a water in a pretty cup with a splash of grenadine and a lime on it. So I usually have about 6 of those. Have a good day. Bye.
6 of those?
Whoa, and then you drive home? That's dangerous. Yeah, that would look like a little splash of grenadine. Grenadine's red, a little splash in there. It'd look pink. It'd look like you're drinking.
It looked like a drinky drink.
It looked like you're drinking a Cosmo or something like that. She says she orders it in a pretty cup. What do you think that is? You tell the bartender?
Like give me
your prettiest.
Glass.
Can I get your prettiest cup?
Yeah.
The pretty cup makes a difference. Cup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's a good strategy. It helps to be holding something in your hand. I don't know. For whatever reason, if you're out at a bar, it helps to be holding a drink in your hand. Whether or not it has alcohol in it.
I just won't go. If I ain't drinking, I ain't going.
I'm still going.
Even what if you want to see your friends? What if it's a friend's birthday party or something?
Don't have any.
You're right.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, she doesn't have friends.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Ernesto from Concord. You guys talking about holiday party? Come on. December is gone. We are January 2025. Don't come with this thing that, we're going to have a day off because we have a holiday party. No, man. You got 3 weeks off on December. No more holiday parties. Come on.
Okay.
It wasn't 3 weeks.
First of all.
Thank you.
Shut up.
Shut up. We didn't take 3 weeks. You didn't take 3 weeks in December off. Close to it, but not full 3 weeks. And we won't be taking a day off for our company holiday party.
Although it would be nice.
You guys don't even show up to the party.
No, I know, but I'll take a day
off. That's actually a good idea.
I think
we should.
We should run that by the boss, actually. Ooh. Thank you for the suggestion.
That's actually great, because it is midweek. Is it midweek, or is it?
No, it's on a Friday.
Oh, then we'll need that Monday off.
Yeah, to recover, pretty hungover from all the mocktails that we'll be drinking. Did we say our names already?
I don't know.
Let's do it right now. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And we are The JV Show.
Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
I told you guys it was divorce month. I tried to tell you, look at this. Jessica Alba and Cash Warren heading for divorce. Why are you cheering, Graham?
God, well, a younger me had a bit of an affinity for Jessica Alba.
I think everyone did. I still do.
So, yes.
She is beautiful.
All right.
Yes. But us,
and very wealthy.
Yes. Can you look up her net worth?
Yeah.
I know it's that she massive. Has a $1 billion brand, Honest. We're going to... Don't blurt it out just yet. Let me just give the details on this. So Jessica and Cash, they've been married for almost 17 years. They met in 2004 on the set of Fantastic Four. Cash was the director's assistant. They got engaged in 2007. Then they got married. They have 3 kids together. But they are now separated and are moving forward with a divorce filing. So in recent weeks, they've both been seen without their wedding rings on. So there were some signs. There were some signs. As for what happened, nothing scandalous or outrageous.
Okay.
There was just no spark. I'm seeing all these reports that Jessica really struggled to like keep the spark alive in their marriage.
Wouldn't
and that
have been a problem with me.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying she had a choice all those years ago. She chose wrong.
She doesn't know you, Graham. But also that she said that they were living like roommates for a long time. That's what it felt like. It was like a roommate situation. There was like just nothing there.
Yeah, he looked kind of boring.
He looked very boring. Wow, blaming the guy.
You can't tell.
I feel like I have a pretty good sense of character just by how you look.
But he did look kind of boring.
Thank you. I know. And as far as the divorce goes, we don't know if there was a prenup or not, which brings me to this. Jess, what is Jessica Alba's net worth?
Approximately $100 million as of 2024.
It's got to be more than that.
Her brand's worth a...
It's at least a billion.
Honest Company... And she had other ventures as well. But I think her total net worth is massively more than that. And that money, I believe, in that company all made while they were married.
Dang.
Yes, this is all during their marriage. Okay, so I just looked up Honest Company.
So he's getting his chunk of that.
I read this morning that it was a $1 billion company. But according to Google, $639 million. Is what it's worth right now.
I remember it being higher than that.
But I do too.
Yeah, who knows?
But whatever.
Either way, it's an incredible sum of money that and wealth that was created while they were married.
I don't want to give that to my roommate. I got to split this with my roommate.
If they had a prenup or something that protected their assets.
Jessica, I hope you had a prenup.
Yeah, but generally a prenup is protecting the money that you have before you get married. I'm super wealthy. I marry you. I want to protect the money that I'm bringing into this because I made that before I knew you.
True.
And that's usually what a prenup covers. And she probably had a decent, she was in movies and she had probably a decent amount of money. And I don't know what his background is. And they may have a prenup that protected that money. But that was pennies compared to what was created while they were married.
Right.
He's getting half. Get your bag, King. Get your bag. Yes.
Billboard has put out their list of the top 10 biggest rappers of the century. And you know, Billboard, they take all of this from like chart data and who did what and sales and all that stuff. But they're calling Drake the biggest rapper of the century. Would you guys agree with that assessment?
Based on recent events, no.
But as far as numbers, sales, charts, hits, I don't think you can argue that.
No, the number one?
On those number metrics, one. He's got to be in the conversation.
The biggest.
Most talented.
Well, I'll run through this list. I think Drake is up there when it comes to talent and skill. Number two is Eminem.
I just thought, like, as a rapper, like, just pure, pure lyrical ability, Drake is not. People love Drake and they're going to get mad at me. I'm just like pure lyric ability. He is great, but there's a bunch of dudes that are on another, that are
I still think
other
Drake
band
is up
above
there.
Him.
Lyrical ability and all that.
It's because Drake knows how to make a hit. He knows how to make a song that you're going to like have fun to.
But
like
he was lyrically able before that and just he was smart about his career. Yeah. Like, I'm going to cater to this audience and this. I'm going to make hits. So
I'm telling you, he's near the top. He's
you're
up
picking
there.
Picking Drake over and, Eminem?
Yes.
No.
Eminem's at number two. You guys know I just don't like Eminem.
I know that.
I'm just not a fan.
I know that.
Really?
I'm going to run through the list because, Graham, I know you have things you want to talk about. Number three is Kanye West. Number four, we have Nelly.
Huh?
Which that one is kind of like, look, I love Nelly just as much as the next person, but that one's a little random to me. Number five, Jay-Z.
Yep.
Number six, Lil Wayne.
Yep.
I think he should be much higher. 50 yeah. Cent is at number seven. Kendrick Lamar, number eight. Mm-hmm. Then we have Nicki Minaj and Ludacris rounding out the top 10.
I mean,
there's some arranging that needs
Nelly's
to happen.
The biggest head scratcher on there for me. Yeah, me. Am too. I forgetting something? I don't know.
I don't know. These are just This is according to Billboard. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, here are your L.A. fires containment numbers update. It's not good. Cal Fire reporting this morning that the Palisades Fire, that's the original fire in this cluster of fires, has now burned over 17,000 acres, remains at 0% containment. The Eaton Fire, that one's burned over 10,000 acres, also at 0% containment. Hearst Fire, close to 1,000 acres, 10% containment there. The Lydia Fire, I hadn't even heard of that one. So many spot fires and smaller fires were breaking out, particularly overnight last night. I don't know if you guys were watching social media, but that one that broke out, I think it's the Sunset Fire that broke out near the Hollywood Hills and Runyon Canyon area. I know a few people that live in that area, and they were posting about it, some pictures of like that fire coming up, looked like over the ridge towards them. It looked terrifying. I know a lot of people that had to be evacuated for that one. The Sunset Fire, that I think that's that one. That's just 42 acres, but 0% containment. It just... staggering when you look at that fire map and then you see the pictures from people in different parts of LA to see the destruction and to see how scary it looks when all the hills so around scary. You are on fire. Again, very reminiscent for me of the 2017 Napa fires when all parts of the, you know, and in Sonoma, it's like you're looking at the hills all around, look like you were encircled by flames. At least 2,000 structures have been destroyed. We know that 5 people have been found dead because of the fires so far. Again, sadly, I think these numbers, the structures and homes burned, numbers going to go up. I think the death toll is going to go up because these fires were so fast moving. 100-mile-an-hour wind gusts were propelling this through the first night. It looks like this morning the winds have calmed down quite a bit. That's going to be helpful. But again, you're battling so many fires in tough to firefight locations. Firefighters are going to have their hands full with this fire for quite some time.
I was seeing a lot of things on Instagram about the fire hydrants there, like not even having any water in them.
Have you seen some that? Were running out or were having low water pressure. You're getting into like very hilly areas. You're pushing water uphill. So naturally, as lots of fire hydrants are opened up and they're at an elevated area, like your water pressure is going to drop and people are going to struggle. But and firefighters, I mean, shout out to these people because you saw the areas that they were going into. They look like just death traps. They're narrow roads surrounded by big trees and all sorts of dry brush, and it's like it's hard enough for people to evacuate those areas, and people, these brave men and women are going straight into there. I mean, just an absolutely terrifying situation. I talked to a close friend of mine yesterday, and his wife's a teacher, and the school that she teaches at in Palisades completely burned down. And he showed me a picture of that. I mean, it's just like, it's absolutely crazy. God. Yeah, it looks like very apocalyptic.
Yes, we'll be covering this all morning and give you updates as they come in. Graham, thank you for that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday, Junior. It's Thursday. Woo! At least it's not Monday, Graham. You don't look very happy about this.
It's still the longest week ever.
And you're not lying. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Before we kick off What the Bleep, don't forget we are hooking you up with these sold-out tickets for the weekend at the Rose Bowl. Yes. All you got to do is leave us a talk back with your name, city, why you love Wild 94.9.
Good morning. This is Adam from the East Bay. And I just wanted to say I appreciate you guys, listen to you guys on my commute in the morning. I got this Fremont to San Jose, to San Francisco, to Emeryville, to Oakland, to Fremont commute every day. So it's a long one, but you guys make it enjoyable, make it fun. And, you know, I just want to say I appreciate you guys. So keep up the hard work. We all see you. We all appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
No, we appreciate you, Adam.
But what?
Can we talk about what? Can we talk about
that commute?
Can we talk about that commute? Is he a drug dealer? What he basically, he says he goes from Fremont to San Jose, to San Francisco, to Emeryville, to Oakland, and then to Fremont. So he is making a complete
circle around the bay.
Of the entire bay.
Wow.
Every single day. I got to know what you do, bro.
Yeah.
We
what is the mileage on your car? I need to know.
I mean, and how long does that commute take? I don't know, like a week? Like, how do you do that every day? That would take like so many hours.
Hey, if you want to leave us a talk back of your own, try to get these tickets for the weekend. Again, at the Rose Bowl, the show sold out. You got to get them in by 9 a.m. Between 6 and 9 is when we are doing this. All right, let's kick off What the Bleep, where you can win a chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep.
I want to get better at this year. I think I take too long sometimes.
you know, there's always room for improvement.
You could speed it up, but we don't. Those guys, well, I don't. Never mind.
You can't? Wait, what are we talking about? What's the bleeped
up? Yeah, what's the bleeped up word? I'm just saying we don't may not want you to speed. Never mind. Never mind. Think about what that bleeped up word is. It's not that because this is a family show, yes. You sickos. Keep your guesses PG. Leave them on the talkback mic on the very free and newly upgraded iHeartRadio app. Hey, by the way, when you're on the iHeartRadio app and you're about to leave us the talkback, see the little presets right there? Mm-hmm. Boom. Well, I'd put the JV Show podcast as your number one preset, yes. And then Wild 94.9 is your next preset right
there. Yeah, makes it easier to listen to us live.
Ignore the rest of them. Have those two there. All right, leave us your name and your city along with your guests. You have to be the first correct answer of the morning to win the JV Show checkbook.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, trying to get you this JV Show chug mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on that new and improved iHeartRadio app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
I want to get better at this year, I think I take too long sometimes.
Take your time.
This is a tough one because there's so many things that word can be. Let's go to your guesses.
Hi, JV Show. It's Riley from Hayward, and I think the bleeped out word is showering. Thank you.
Showering!
Jess, how long are you taking the shower?
Maybe like 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Is that a lot?
I mean, we're...
It's because especially...
We've had a couple rainy winters, so we're not technically in a drought, but like, you know, save some water, bro.
I mean, especially during the winter when it's so cold, because you get in there and it's nice and steamy, you don't want to get out.
I agree with that. I've been taking longer showers lately.
And you got that brand new shower, that
you
brand
guys,
new house.
This new
ground.
Shower is the best. I can't get out of there. It's making me like late for work here in the morning because I won't get out of this thing. It's fantastic. It's one of the best things I've ever built.
All right. Showering, not the correct word. Next guess.
Morning, JV Show. It's Jonathan from San Carlos. I think the bleeped out word is cooking. She's going to be faster cooking. Make it a great week.
Make it a great week. I love that. Cooking. No.
That's a good guess because I do want to get better at cooking this year.
But you want to be faster.
Is speed cooking higher on your list?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be helpful because sometimes cooking just takes too long. Oh, my gosh. And then I'm done with my food in like 10 minutes. And I'm like, I just spent 2 hours?
I do have chopping envy when you watch chefs that are good. They're like, and I'm like sitting here and taking 1 minute to cut a piece of lettuce, you know, for the salad.
I want to keep my fingers.
That's true.
Good morning, JV Show. This is James from Clovis. I think the bleeped out word is painting. Have a good morning, guys.
Painting.
That just wiped out.
I love to paint.
The majority of the guesses, because a lot of people know Jess loves to paint.
Mm-hmm. She's an artiste,
and it takes her like months to finish the thing. Just finish
it up
already.
Yeah, I told you guys I was supposed to finish my Sabrina Carpenter painting. When was her show?
Like November.
Yeah, I haven't finished it yet.
She's not even gonna be relevant by the time you finish it.
All right, so what is that bleeped out word? If you think you know what it is, leave it on a talkback. We are going to play more guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Trying to give you this JV Show chug mug. Now, today's clip is a little tough.
Yeah,
sorry about that. Let's hear it one more time.
I want to get better at this year. I think I take too long sometimes.
I know exactly what she's talking about.
Did you leave the talkback? Grab.
I don't think this is hard at all.
I see what you did there. All right, let's go to your guesses. Again, first person to guess the word correctly wins today's JV Show chug mug.
This is Nikki from Hayward, and I think the bleeped out word is makeup.
Makeup.
That's a really good guess.
That is.
Well, I don't take too long sometimes.
I do. I hate it.
I like taking long. I like taking my time. I don't like being rushed, but I can do my makeup really quick.
Must be nice.
I've never met anybody that can do their makeup really quick. It's like, hey, I'm just going to go get ready. And then 2 hours later, okay, now we can eat for dinner.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Francesca from Vallejo. And I think the bleeped out word is reading. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Reading. Do you read, Jess?
And how fast?
No, I don't. I want to. I guess the thing with me is when I'm reading, I'm also thinking about other things. So then I forget what I read and I have to keep going back and rereading.
That's everyone. Pages, like. Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Olga from Morgan Hill. And my guess is run. Get better at running.
Okay, that's a good guess. I could get better at running, but I don't like running, no.
Yeah.
Are you fast?
No.
Yeah, you don't look fast.
And I also feel like when I run, the older I get, the more funny I look when I run. Like, well, my run is just not...
You've always looked funny. You're just more self-aware.
Now we need a video of you running for a JV Morning Show for our Instagram story. You walked right into that
one. Is it an arm
one.
Thing? Are you not moving your arms enough or too
know.
Much?
Maybe the way that I'm moving my arms. Like, they're...
Oh, yeah. You look weird just doing that sitting. Stop doing that. It's awkward.
My wife says I don't move my arms enough when I run.
What? You don't?
Like, I don't... What's the point? I don't need just as big arm swing that she's doing. Like, what am I doing all this for? Like, I'm jogging. I'm not... If I was sprinting, yeah, I'm sure my arms move more. But, like, a jog, like, that's a glorified walk.
But then if you don't move them at all, you just look like a little T-Rex. Like,
maybe so. That's what my wife's critique
hey,
was.
We're getting sidetracked. Sorry. Back to your guesses.
Hi. My name is Jackson from Concord. And I think the bleeped out word is getting ready.
Getting ready.
No!
That was a very popular guest this morning, getting ready. Shout out to my boy Jackson in Concord. What's up, Jackson? Thank you for leaving us that talk back.
Did no one get it?
No one got it.
No!
No one got it. What's the answer? Give it to us.
Here's today's clip. Unbleeped, listen up.
I want to get better at replying this year. I think I take too long sometimes.
Replying back.
Talking about emails or texts?
Texts.
Oh, text, yeah.
I think it's either I reply within the first 5 minutes or I take a whole day, sometimes a few days.
I just need to get better at replying in general.
That's Graham. You're horrible at this.
I just don't do it at all.
Graham.
Nobody got the word today. No one's getting this chug mug, but look, it's all good. Tomorrow you have another chance. We do this every weekday morning, 7:05.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phones. Graham, why are you laughing?
Yesterday I got hurt at the house. I was unloading. Uh-huh. I bought some really big shelf boards that I'm putting in our new closets. I'm building out the closets this week. And I opened the lift gate of my 4Runner and the boards slid out. They're really big, 8 foot long, heavy, 16-inch wide shelf boards. And they slid out, hit me right in the knee. And the only thing I could think of was, I bet the camera that's out there in front caught that, me getting injured. And I just checked and it did. I just watched the video.
Wait, this is hilarious. Can we get this up on our Instagram?
Please. Yes, I'll send it to Jess. You guys, the boards hit me right under the kneecap. I literally thought I may have like torn my MCL or something. I don't know what I did. It hurts so bad.
Oh my
but
God.
But it's clear as day on the camera.
All right, send that over. We're going to get that up ASAP. In the meantime, let's go to the phones. Wild94.9. Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Charlene.
Hey, Charlene, how's it going?
Great, it's going good. Just on my way to work.
Nice. Do you have a long commute?
About 45 minutes.
45 minutes? Well, thank you for spending it with the JV Show. We appreciate you so much. All right, we're going to try to get you these J Balvin tickets, but you got to win the JV Show. You have Nope game. For those who don't know, it's our trivia game. We're going to ask 4 questions. Just got to get 3 corrects, and you win. Sound good?
Perfect. Sounds good.
Let's do it. Here's question number 1. Trenton is the capital of which U.S. state?
What was the name again?
Trenton.
New Jersey?
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Question number 2. Question number 2. In war, what color flag is the signal for surrender?
Red.
Nope. Very confident answer there, but no, white. You wave the white flag when you want to surrender. White flag.
Oh, okay.
Good guess. Here's question number 3. Scovilles are a unit of measurement used for what?
Scoville?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm sorry. No.
Take a guess what you might be measuring.
Sugar?
Nope. It's not a bad guess, though.
How you measure how hot a pepper is.
Yeah, it's the heat index for chili peppers. Scovilles.
Got it.
All right, question number 4. What president's face is on the penny?
Lincoln? I don't know.
Yeah. It's Lincoln.
Wow, good guess.
When's the last time you spent a penny? Never.
You know what? On nothing around here.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing's a penny.
Graham, I just wanted to say
congratulations on moving into your new house. I've been following you the whole time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. It was my greatest life achievement.
Better than his wedding day.
Better than all those things. I'm telling you, it was my greatest life achievement, so I appreciate it.
Hey, Charlene, thank you so much for playing. You did not win the Yep Nope game, but don't hang up. I see you trying to rush off the phone. Hold up. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay, perfect.
I'm going to put you on hold, and Jess will pick up in the next room. Hang on there. Graham, did you send the video over?
I did.
Okay, we're going to let you know as soon as that is up on JV Morning Show. Make sure you're following our Instagram.
My knee really got hurt yesterday.
I can't wait to see the video. Do we have some shout out?
Of course we do. Moms and dads and everybody else in my DMs. I got one that says, hey, Graham, another mom in your DMs. Hoping you can please wish my twin boys, Ashton and Aiden, a happy 16th birthday on Thursday. We play along with the Yep Nope game on our way to school every day. It'd be amazing to hear a birthday shout out with the obligatory who gives a fart?
Who gives a fart?
Thank you so much. Have a great day. That's from mom Anna Lynn, dad JR, and little sister Addison. That's a cool way to spell Addison. I like that.
Who gives a fart?
Addison. Addison. Another one here. It says, good morning, guys. I want to wish my son Javier Martinez a happy birthday. 17 years old. Mom, little sister, and I are very proud of you. We love you, Javi guy. That's from Eddie, Caprice, and Helena.
Happy birthday
there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, congrats on finally moving into the new house. Thank you. Could you please wish my son Jordan a big birthday shout out? The big guy is turning 6 years old, and he loves to laugh, sing, and pretend he's a transformer.
Oh.
Who doesn't? We love you, Jordan. Happy birthday. That's from Mom Eleanor in San Francisco, but more importantly.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Can you give a shout out to my daughter, Annabelle? She is turning 10. Double digits. Whoop, whoop. Mama Issa and Poppy, love you so much. Thank you. And that's from Mom Hilda. So happy 10th birthday to Annabella.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
And we have a chance to win these tickets for the sold-out weekend show at the Rose Bowl.
Hi, this is Ashley from Antioch, and I love Wild 94.9 because of the JV Show. You guys always make me laugh and keep me up to date on my news and current events, which are usually depressing, but because you guys make it funny, it's not so bad. And The Weeknd is my favorite artist, so hope I win. Thank you so much.
I'm rooting for you. Thank you. Yeah, if you want to enter to win these sold-out tickets, leave us a talk back just like that with your name, city, why you love Wild. You just got to get these in by 9 a.m., okay? Between 6 and 9. That's how you enter to win. Is the video up? Yes. Graham's over here chuckling.
I can't stop
watching it. Please go check it out. Wait, JV I'm Morning going. Show. Yeah,
yesterday, I was unloading some big, heavy wooden shelf boards from the back of my 4Runner. And they're 8 feet long, so it was tough to squeeze them in there. And
that looks so painful.
I lifted up the lift gate on the 4Runner, and the boards came loose and slid right out. And they slid and hit me right in the knee.
Ow.
You know that spot? There's a spot between your kneecap and like your shin bone. That's like a soft spot.
Yeah.
Hit me right under there.
God.
The most painful spot they could have gotten me. And the first thing I thought was, I bet my Nest camera caught this. And I went and reviewed the footage this morning, and sure enough, there it was. Oh my God, you guys, it hurts so bad.
The way your leg just wobbles. Oh my God, please.
Those two boards hit me. They're heavy. You carry those things one at a time. I got double teamed.
Go to, really, double teamed, huh?
Mm-hmm. My knee got pounded.
Go to JV Morning Show. That's our Instagram. Make sure you give us a follow and check out that video.
Can't stop watching it.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Kylie Jenner was so uncomfortable at the Golden Globes. We covered this snub from Demi Moore, right? In case you missed it, Kylie was at her table with boyfriend Timothy Chalamet and Elle Fanning right next to her on the other side. And then Demi Moore came up to the table and talked to everyone there, acknowledged everyone except for her. The video, that's out, super awkward. But apparently Demi wasn't the only one. According to reports, Dwayne Johnson, Nicole Kidman, Hugh Grant, they also went up to that table and it was a very similar situation. They did not talk to Kylie. We don't know if it was intentional or not, but sources say that was just like the general feeling amongst the movie stars that they just didn't really care for her that much. And it made Kylie feel pretty uncomfortable and out of place. And she was embarrassed. And Timothy did his best to make her feel included. But you can only do so much.
Do you think it could be more because at this specific event, she's more of a plus one? She kind of is not one of the movie stars there ready to receive an award. So it's, I saw someone compare it to if you go to a holiday party with your significant other and they're introducing you to all of their coworkers. It's very similar to this.
It's actually very different because Kylie Jenner is still one of the most followed people in the world. Everyone knows who she is. This is, it seems like they just don't like her because she's not someone who's worked at like a skill or a craft and she's just a useless reality star.
I mean, I think there's an element to that. Like they, I think most people there know who she is because yes, she is incredibly famous. But I also think, and if you watch the Golden Globes, that's like a, it's almost like all these actors, it's like kind of almost like a close knit circle, you know, the Golden Globes is the one big, let's pat each other on the back kind of award show where it seems very like exclusive. Here's just, you know, this club of the top, you know, actors and actresses. Mm-hmm. And it's just this like tight knit community and they're roasting each other. And, you know, it's like this, I don't know. She doesn't fit into that circle.
Yes. No, that's what it was.
But also they probably dislike her.
By the way, Nikki Glaser, she is going to be next year's host as well, which I'm not mad at. I really, really liked her. Well, apparently she signed a 3-year deal.
Oh, nice.
So she's hosting next year, probably the year after that as well. As for how much she's getting paid, this Golden Globes was her, you know, her first year hosting. She revealed she got paid less than previous male host. Jared Carmichael was somebody who hosted before. He revealed he got $500,000. Sources are saying that Nikki got somewhere around $400,000, but that number will be substantially higher the next time around.
Mm.
Which is still a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'd be fine with that.
I saw her on a podcast say that she would have done it for free anyways because she would have taken the opportunity.
Because it is a huge stage. Good attitude to have.
Yeah, I mean, she got an incredible amount of exposure from it because there were so many stories written about the job that she did, and by all accounts, she did a great job. Yes. It was interesting to see the articles that were clearly clickbaity, like Nikki Glaser faces massive backlash over Diddy jokes. It's like, was it massive backlash?
No.
Or was it like two people are like, that's in poor taste? Or did anyone, was there, I didn't see any backlash from anybody.
They were laughing.
Right. And then you see how fabricated these stories are. Anytime there's a story that says major backlash about, you just know that's just somebody trying to get you to click on something. But people believe this stuff.
I do want to give a quick fire recap as it pertains to just celebrities, because these are like major celebs, $1 million homes that are just burnt to the ground. Jamie Lee Curtis, she was one of the people that had to evacuate, lost her home. She was on Jimmy Kimmel last night. It's emotional. I don't even know how she managed to do that interview after losing everything. She was almost crying up there. As you know, Spidey, Heidi and Spencer, Montag, they lost their home. Told you that yesterday. Paris Hilton, her Malibu mansion burnt to the ground. Julianne Hough had to evacuate. Mandy Moore lost her home. Alabama had to evacuate. A lot of these celebs that were
the
learning.
The whole state of Alabama evacuated from the LA fires?
Alabama Barker.
Whoa.
A lot of these celebrities who were learning had to evacuate. For most of them, we don't have an update if their house made it, but they had to evacuate, and that's all we know. Chrissy Teigen had to evacuate. Fergie's house burnt down.
This is going to go down as one of the most expensive wildfires ever because of the nature of the price of the real estate that it's burning through, and it's incredibly sad. People are losing everything, and Californians know that insurance here is incredibly expensive. Homeowners insurance, if you can even get it,
yeah, they're dropping.
This
more.
Is going to be the nail in the coffin on getting insurance in California, I think, because this is, I mean, insurance companies. Can you imagine an insurance company going to like one of these celebrities' houses? Like, well, tell me what you owned, what was in there. The number, just the house burning down, is going to be the huge lineup.
You're
and then
right.
The amount of stuff and cars and that they've insured on these places. I mean, insurance companies are going to be writing the biggest check ever. Like, it's going to...
You're right.
This is going to go down as one of the most...
Good thing we never owned a home anyway,
well,
so
I think it's
going
to go down as one of the most destructive, but also the one of the most expensive wildfires ever.
1,000%.
Ever.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, let's talk about this Meta fact-checking thing.
All right, so we talked about this earlier this week, how Meta, you know, Facebook and Instagram's parent company decided to stop having human fact-checkers, you know, employees actually sort through all the stuff that's posted on the social media platforms.
Right.
Mark Zuckerberg made the announcement saying, quote, "We're going to get back to our roots and focus on reducing mistakes, simplifying our policies, and restoring free expression on our platforms." And they were going to use community you know, like you could weigh in, right?
Yeah, it's up like to users.
The users to weigh in something is factual or not. The fact-checking was obviously used to stop the spread of misinformation, which is incredibly important, in my opinion, particularly it was during the pandemic when we saw misinformation get spread everywhere about every single thing. And that meant that anything medically related got extra scrutiny from the site's algorithms and from the fact checkers. Well, in the fall of 2023, Zucky Boy tore his ACL training for MMA. And according to sources, after he posted about tearing his ACL, that post got very little engagement. It did not go viral. And he blames the fact checking and the algorithm for throttling people's, you know, access to this post because it was of him, you know, in a hospital bed or
so
whatever.
So he didn't care until it was affecting his numbers.
He didn't get enough likes and comments on the post about his knee. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. And this is why, ultimately why he decided to change course and stop having human fact checkers. All because Zucky Boy's knee.
This is hilarious.
Didn't get enough likes attention. And hearts and attention. It failed to go viral. And he thought him tearing his ACL is definitely something that should go viral, obviously.
Yeah. I still laugh when I see him post videos or pictures and he's talking about like AI. Like, I'm not laughing about what he's saying. I'm laughing about, like, I just chuckle inside about the glow up he's had to see him with like his chain on and the longer curly hair. Like, who is this? Look up a picture of him from 10 years ago. Like,
so
completely different.
I don't know. The picture of him, the video of him making this announcement, I don't know. He looked just.
Oh, is he back? Did he have a glow down?
To me, just still looks the same. I don't. I get what you're saying. He does dress different, and his hair is a little longer. But like, I don't know.
I like it. Zucky, come on.
He's still Zucky. And speaking of knee injuries, again, if you want to see my knee injury from yesterday,
go
to JV Morning Show on Instagram. The video that my Nest camera caught. It's
Do you
hysterical.
Have a bruise? Like, have you checked your knee out under all
I haven't
that
looked,
thick,
but I didn't really think. I forgot about it. I was so tired this morning, but I was like, why am I sore yet? Off the elevator this morning, like I didn't do anything yesterday. Oh, that's right, an 8-foot long shelf board
you
hit me right under the right under the kneecap.
Oh my god. And you were saying something new might be coming to San Francisco.
Yeah, you guys, it is coming to San Francisco.
Oh, it is.
What
yeah
is it?
It's a giant statue of a naked lady.
What? Why?
It's coming right there to Union Square, you guys. It's by an artist, his name is Marco Cochran, and this sculpture, I guess you could call it, is called Our Evolution. It's a 45 foot tall sculpture of a naked woman. It's very like metal looking. I've seen a
so
picture
as soon
of
as
it.
The Christmas tree comes down, naked woman, you're going
naked
up.
Woman
you're
will
up.
Be erected among other things.
Wait, there is a picture. You've seen a picture of it?
I have seen a picture of it because this was part of a display at the Burning Man Festival. I'm not sure. I think this, maybe not the most recent one, but at some time. And the statue can actually kind of move a little bit and it glows and does some stuff. It will be probably pretty cool to see in person on February 6th. They're doing an unveiling at Union Square. There's going to be some DJ performances playing Burning Man inspired music. But how do you guys feel about a giant naked woman statue adorning our Union Square?
Oh, I mean, I had some questions before actually going and looking up the picture of it, like how detailed it would be. That was my first thought. Like, is there hair? Is there not?
Is there? I didn't zoom in on that area.
There's not. In fact, I looked at the picture.
Got
there,
it.
There's not, in fact, any.
So you're here for it.
Hair on the, I'm here for it.
Okay, good.
I think it's actually really cool looking.
I think it is pretty cool. Particularly, they say it like breathes, like it.
What?
Really?
Moves. It has some kinetic feature where it looks like the statue is breathing, I guess. I don't know.
My thing was, like, if it looked too naked, I can see a lot of people being upset. Like, cover your kid's eyes, cover your husband's eyes. It's not, which I wouldn't, who cares? I wouldn't even care about that, but I could see some outrage. But this doesn't even look like that. There's nothing to be outraged about.
Well, how do you feel about, like, when you go to a museum and they have some statues from ancient Greece or whatever, and they are very anatomically correct.
Everything
is there. Yeah, the ancient Greeks weren't.
It's art.
The I most mean, blessed. But how do you feel about that? I mean, because it's art. Like, and if this thing was more anatomically correct or whatever, showed more, it's just art, right? It's a giant sculpture. It's made out of metal.
No, literally.
It's not a real
person. What's? It's the human body. What is there to be outraged about?
So you'd be fine with it if this thing was like full on, showed everything, and it was 45 feet tall.
And well, you'd bring your whole family.
It'd be some interesting angles if you're standing like under it looking up. But I mean, you brought up the Greek statue thing. I mean, I have a daughter who's seen, like, who cares? Like, not a big deal.
Yeah, you just giggle and move on.
Yeah, everyone does. Point, laugh. Yeah. Point, laugh. Stare a little bit. And that's it. Do we know when the statue is coming up?
February 6th is the unveiling party. Nice. 4 to 7:30 p.m. Live DJ performances.
I think that's pretty cool. Jess, can we get a picture of the Naked Woman statue up on the JV Morning Show? That's our IG. Make sure you are following us.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We have your chance to win tickets for the weekend. A show sold out at the Rose Bowl.
Hello, my name is Natalie. I'm from San Jose. I love listening to Wild 94.9 and the JV Show in the morning because of the fart jokes and all the cackling. It gets me through my day. I hope I win. Bye.
Someone actually likes the fart jokes and the cackling. More cackling. Hey, if you want to enter to win these tickets, leave us a talk back with your name, city, why you love Wild. Got to get these in by 9 a.m. There's a college in the UK, Nottingham College. They are offering a course on phone anxiety for a Gen Z, offering coaching sessions on phone confidence and to get over your fear of talking on the phone.
Why?
Because they're realizing that a lot of, you know, the younger generation, they just don't have the confidence to use a telephone.
Or speak to a human being.
Yeah, and they have all of these symptoms, you know, emotional symptoms like avoiding calls due to distress or just feeling nervous, and they're all sweaty and stuff. Then they get nauseous and there's an increase in heart rate. Some of them get dizzy and there's muscular tension.
They just faint and drop. Some of them just drop dead. Yeah. The phone rings and they just fall right there. Splat. They're dead.
It stems from anxiety, which, well, it's obviously it's anxiety, but it stems from a fear of judgment or humiliation.
Yeah.
So coaching sessions, an entire course to get over this fear of talking
on the
phone.
And in phones 101, it's like, all right, kids, open your textbooks to chapter one. It's called Hello. Let's all try that together. Hello? How is this an entire course?
I don't know.
Also, this has to be some sort of like a one-on-one course, because if you have anxiety of talking to other people, you wouldn't want to sign up for a class with a bunch of other people.
Well, this is just on the phone. This isn't for people that don't like to talk to other people. Those people, they're not even in this class because they don't want to be around people.
I couldn't imagine like getting to the final exam. You're like, oh man, I made it through the whole quarter. Time for the final. And then what does the professor just call you? And then they see if you answer the phone.
Phone,
like, see if you can maintain a whole 30-second phone call. Sorry, Professor. I'm super nervous about this. I don't know if I can do it.
Oh, my God.
And then they just drop dead. Yeah. And then you failed.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It's embarrassing.
Good luck to the new generation.
We got to get to our meeting in ladies' room.
Got a meeting in the ladies' room.
Where's my jewelry?
I'll be back real soon.
Can we talk?
Graham.
I have some sad news.
Oh, no.
Take a moment. Say your goodbyes to male strippers. According to this article I just read, male strippers are actually going extinct. It's a dying industry. They're just not able to find work. One agency in the UK said that for last year, not one single of their male strippers, not a single one was hired for a bridal party.
In the entire year?
Bachelorette parties are no longer involving male strippers. They say for the entire year, not one of their hunky gentlemen, just with washboard abs, just greased up, just ready to just smack a thong into your face. Not one of their banana hammocks got to fulfill their destiny.
But this is the UK. Don't you kind of feel like ladies there, they're not into that kind of stuff. They're too classy and then drinking their tea.
No, they're not. They like that as much as everyone else. But apparently, they don't like that.
We don't.
Now, what are people doing on bachelorette parties nowadays? They say they've seen a 270% increase in immersive experiences. Things like axe throwing, karaoke, mini golf, escape rooms, all sorts of things like that have taken over the bachelorette scene. And they say this is not just bachelorettes. Bachelor parties are also seeing a huge decrease in visits to strip clubs. 70% decline.
Wow.
There. Less and less bachelor parties find themselves in a strip club. At least that's
according to a
survey that they've told their wife.
I'm like, I don't know about that
one. To that in a survey.
Yeah, that was for sure a guy who wrote this article.
Ladies, how do you feel about male strippers going extinct?
I hope you have a backup plan, because I'm not too mad at that. I'm not a fan of the male strippers.
But even one, just for one time,
I'm
for a bachelorette party?
I'm not a fan of the male strippers. I'm not.
I'm not a fan of them either.
I will say, going to see a show is different.
Like the Thunder Down Under,
yes,
or the Magic Mike.
I love that. I love those. But like,
that's the same thing.
It's not. It's a show. They're performers. Mm-hmm.
But they still bring someone up on stage and smack them with their bananas.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It seems more fun that way, and less,
it's different, less gross.
Yeah.
So when you're on couch at the Airbnb rented with your ladies, and some dude's smacking you with his banana hammock, you're not. That's not the same thing. You'd rather be on stage and be humiliated in front of
thousands
of people.
Or to see somebody else.
Yeah, I'd rather see somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay. If you ever got called up on stage, like one of the guys at the Magic Mike show, like pointed you out and told you to come up on stage, would you do it?
Yeah, you have to.
Oh, yeah.
You're forced to. You have to go along with it.
Social pressure. Jess, you would go up on stage?
Well, yeah, you have to.
What if your man is there? We're like, No, I don't. No, I don't approve of you going up there.
He would not go with me to one of those.
Sure. Why would he be there?
He's a very supportive boyfriend.
Ladies, I think it is up to us to keep them employed. I think we need to.
Okay, so you're rallying. You're going to organize a march today for the male strippers.
Everybody, let's meet wherever the male strippers are. Where are you?
Where do they hang out?
I don't know. At the gym.
Okay.
Probably. They work out a lot.
The tanning salon.
Yeah, the tanning salon.
Okay, perfect. Salon. 2-in-1. We'll do a workout before, and then we'll get to.
I mean, I feel like a lot of the guys that do this, that's like the side gig. You know what I mean? They still have like their regular
job
as
a pizza delivery guy. They show up and they're like, "Hey, I'm here to deliver a pizza." So. And next thing you know, they take their clothes off. Or they're law enforcement. I heard there was a noise complaint. Somebody here is going to have to get cuffed, and then the clothes fly off. Yeah, you're right. They do always
have
a side job.
Jobs.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, like, I heard there's some pipes that need to get cleaned here, and they show up, you know, they're a plumber. You're right. They do have side jobs, so we shouldn't be worried about them.
When male strippers are no longer a thing, that's going to be, although I was never into that, that is going to be a sad time.
Take a moment. Say your goodbyes about your favorite. Is there a favorite memory, perhaps, you'd like to share?
No, I've never.
Never?
Encountered, no.
Jess, you've never encountered a male stripper before?
Nope.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever been to one of the shows.
Wait, have I?
No.
I used to have season tickets to the Chippendale show in Vegas. I used to go constantly. Are you kidding?
We have your chance to win tickets for the weekend. A show is sold out at the Rose Bowl.
Hello, my name is Natalie. I'm from San Jose. I love listening to Wild 94.9 and the JV show in the morning because of the fart jokes and all the cackling. It gets me through my day. I hope I win. Bye.
Someone actually likes the fart jokes
and the cackling.
More cackling. Hey, if you want to enter to win these tickets, leave us a talk back with your name, city. Why you love Wild? Got to get these in by 9 a.m. There's a college in the UK, Nottingham College. They are offering a course on phone anxiety for a Gen Z, offering coaching sessions on phone confidence and to get over your fear of talking on the phone.
Why?
Because they're realizing that a lot of, you know, the younger generation, they just don't have the confidence to use a telephone.
Or speak to a human being.
Yeah, they have all of these symptoms, you know, emotional symptoms, like avoiding calls due to distress or just feeling nervous, and they're all sweaty and stuff. Then they get nauseous and there's an increase in heart rate. Some of them get dizzy and there's muscular tension.
They
and
just faint and drop. Some of them just drop dead. Yeah. The phone rings and they just fall right there. Splat. They're done. They're dead.
It stems from anxiety, which, well, it's obviously it's anxiety, but it stems from a fear of judgment or humiliation.
Yeah.
So coaching sessions, an entire course to get over this fear of talking
on
the phone.
And in phones 101, it's like, all right, kids, open your textbooks to chapter one. It's called Hello. Let's all try that together. Hello? How is this an entire course?
I don't know.
This has to be some sort of like a one-on-one course, because if you have anxiety of talking to other people, you wouldn't want to sign up for a class with a bunch of other people.
Well, this is just on the phone. This isn't for people that don't like to talk to other people. Those people, they're not even in this class because they don't want to be around people.
I couldn't imagine like getting to the final exam. You're like, oh man, I made it through the whole quarter. Time for the final. And then what does the professor just call you? And then they see if you answer the phone. Like, see if you can maintain a whole 30-second phone call. Sorry, Professor. I'm super nervous about this. I don't know if I can do it.
Oh my god!
And then they just drop dead. Yeah. And then you failed.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Good luck to the new generation.
We got to get to our meeting in ladies' room.
Where's my jewelry?
Graham.
I have some sad news.
Oh, no.
Take a moment. Say your goodbyes to male strippers.
According
to this article I just read, male strippers are actually going extinct. It's a dying industry. They're just not able to find work. One agency in the UK said that for last year, not one single of their male strippers, not a single one was hired for a bridal party.
In the entire year?
What? Bachelorette parties are no longer involving male strippers. They say for the entire year, not one of their hunky gentlemen, just with washboard abs, just greased up, just ready to just smack a thong into your face. Not one of their banana hammocks got to fulfill their destiny.
But this is the UK. Don't you kind of feel like ladies there, they're not into that kind of stuff. They're too classy and then drinking their tea.
No, they're not. They like that as much as everyone else. But apparently, they don't like that.
We don't.
Now, what are people doing on bachelorette parties nowadays? They say they've seen a 270% increase in immersive experiences. Things like axe throwing, karaoke, mini golf, escape rooms. All sorts of things like that have taken over the bachelorette scene. And they say this is not just bachelorettes. Bachelor parties are also seeing a huge decrease in visits to strip clubs. 70% decline
there.
Wow. Less and less bachelor parties find themselves in a strip club. At least that's according
to a
survey that they've told their wife.
I'm like, I don't know about that one.
To that in a survey. Yeah, that was for sure a guy who wrote this article.
Ladies, how do you feel about male strippers going extinct?
I hope you have a backup plan because I'm not too mad at that. I'm not a fan of the male strippers.
But even one, just for one time for a bachelorette party?
I'm not a fan of the male strippers. I'm not.
I'm not a fan of them either.
I will say, going to see a show is different.
Like the Thunder Down Under
I love those, but like...
But that's the same thing.
It's not. It's a show. They're performers. Mm-hmm.
But they still bring someone up on stage and smack them with their banana hammocks.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It seems more fun that way and less...
It's different. Less gross.
Yeah.
So when you're on a couch at the Airbnb rented with your ladies and some dude's smacking you with his banana hammock... That's not the same thing. You'd rather be on stage and be humiliated in front of
thousands
of people.
Or to see somebody else.
Yeah, I'd rather see somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay. If you ever got called up on stage, like one of the guys at the Magic Mike show, like pointed you out and told you to come up on stage, would you do it?
Yeah, you have to.
Oh, yeah.
You have to go along with it.
Social pressure. Jess, you would go up on stage?
Well, yeah, you have to.
What if your man is there? We're like, No, I don't. No, I don't approve of you going up there.
He would not go with me to one of those.
Sure. Why would he be there?
He's a very supportive boyfriend.
Ladies, I think it is up to us to keep them employed. I think we need to...
Okay, so you're rallying. You're going to organize a march today for the male strippers.
Everybody let's meet wherever the male strippers are. Where are you?
Where do they hang out?
I don't know. At the gym?
Okay.
Probably. They work out a lot.
The tanning salon, I think.
Yeah, and the tanning salon, for sure.
Okay, perfect. 2-in-1. We'll do a workout before, and then we'll get to...
I mean, I feel like a lot of the guys that do this, that's like the side gig. You know what I mean? They still have like their regular
job as a pizza delivery guy. They show up, and they're like... Hey, I'm here to deliver a pizza. So. And next thing you know, they take their clothes off. Or
they're
law enforcement. I heard there was a noise complaint. Somebody here is going to have to get cuffed. And then the clothes fly off. Yeah, you're right. They do always
have
a side job.
Jobs.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Like, I heard there's some pipes that need to get cleaned here. And they show up, you know, they're a plumber. You're right. They do have side jobs, so we shouldn't be worried about them.
When male strippers are no longer a thing, that's going to be, although I was never into that, that is going to be a sad time.
Take a moment. Say your goodbyes about your favorite. Is there a favorite memory, perhaps, you'd like to share?
No, I've never.
Never?
Encountered, no.
Jess, you've never encountered a male stripper before?
Nope.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever been to one of the shows. Wait, have I? No.
I used to have season tickets to the Chippendale show in Vegas. I used to go constantly. Are you kidding?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Graham, what the heck is a nesting party?
All right. Sorry, baby showers. Nesting parties just said, hold my beer. They are the new it thing to have. You know, a baby shower, you just stand around and drink mimosas and like, nesting party, stuff gets done. Because a nesting party, you invite your friends, you invite your family, same guest list, except this time you write down a list of all the tasks and chores and things that you need help getting done before the baby arrives. Uh-huh. And then these people do them. The people, yes, that attend your nesting party, those suckers, they do all the stuff. And you tell them in advance. You say, here's the list of things I need done. I need the crib assembled. I need my car's oil changed. I need the nursery painted. Yes. Whatever it may be, I need a bunch of food from the grocery store. All the different things. They could be errands. They could be projects around the house. I need this closet organized. You send everybody ahead of time the list of the different things, and that way they can be prepared. And this woman I saw wrote an article about it. She said she sent out the list, and then that way people could, you know, maybe they, if they needed to get a paintbrush and a roller, they had time. They were prepared for each of the different tasks that they were going to be given. And then she says it's great. She says she got to spend a lot of time with each of them talking while they completed the task for her. And then by the time the baby arrived, she said, I'd never felt so prepared because everything was already done and in place and looking beautiful. Ladies, how would you feel about getting invited to a nesting party just so you could do a bunch of chores for your friend?
No. I mean, I'll help, but don't call it a party because it's not a party.
What if there's wine?
Yeah, there could be wine and snacks served.
Is there free food?
Yeah.
There will be a minor refreshment served after you've completed your task, of course. I'm not feeding you just to sit around. Go get my car's oil changed.
Wait, this is awesome. I would have loved a nesting party. Maybe I'll have another one.
No.
Why?
No, you're not allowed.
You don't get to tell me what I do with my reproductive organs, Graham.
Sorry. In this case, I do, Graham, because we do a show together.
Selena, please don't.
Please don't. Look, as helpful as this sounds, and I would decline an invitation to a baby shower, just as I would probably decline this invitation as well, I don't know.
What's wrong with this?
Everything you just said, you got to go and do somebody else's housework. I got to go scrub your bathroom. Why don't you scrub the bathroom?
See, maybe not stuff like that. Just like helping to build maybe any baby furniture that they need.
Have you ever done that?
But I don't want to
putting cribs together is a nightmare.
Yeah.
They give you one tiny little Allen wrench. No directions. It's like,
where'd you get it from, IKEA?
Spinning that thing takes an hour. Actually, we did get our shout out. That was where our crib was from. IKEA.
That's why.
That thing held up nicely. My daughter slept in it for 5 years.
Thing, or the directions in another language. I don't like that.
Oh, yeah. Wait, Graham, so besides your own, how many baby showers have you been to?
Zero.
Okay.
I think baby showers are fun.
For us, I think, for the ladies, because we play games and do all that.
And they like smush up a candy bar and a diaper and you laugh. Oh my God. What is it? It's a Butterfinger. Like, tell me what's fun about that.
But it's not fun for the guys. Like, you don't have to partake in the stupid games, but like food, hanging out with the other guys, drinking, like, what's not to like?
A free food and drink, yeah, but I'm just saying the rest of it, just to me, it's an excuse to get showered with gifts.
Well, I'm not going to lie, because I think at most baby showers that I've been at, they open the gifts in front of everyone, and it takes so long.
Please don't do that if you're about to have a baby shower. Eliminate that one thing from it. The rest, Selena, you're right. You want to get together, have a mimosa and have some food and party. And look, it is just a reason for people to give you gifts, and that's great. You need a lot of stuff when you're about to have a baby and become a new parent. There's stuff you don't even know about you need.
Yeah.
And people that in your life, your friends that have already had kids, they can give you some good stuff and tips and whatever. But do not open the gifts one by one. Just don't. Don't do that.
It takes too long.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind for my next one.
No! You don't get to have one.
You don't get to tell me that I can't.
You're done.
It's my machine.
I'm busy that day.
Well, then it's going to be the next day then, Graham.
Wait, you're busy, Graham.
I'm also busy.
Were you going to be involved?
No.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.